Fishing is a popular summer pastime, even in the heart of the city. Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman. For the rest of today's show, we'll be hearing about the best fishing spots in town. Call us with your favorite fishing hole and maybe even a story about what it is you caught there at 816-235-2888. That number again is 816-235-2888. When you call, you'll be joining a conversation with Bob Maddox. He comes to us from the Missouri Department of Conservation, where he's the fisheries management biologist. Bob, what does a fisheries management biologist do?
My major job is managing fish populations in the Kansas City area. I do that by stocking fish. Sometimes we do population studies on fish.
Population studies?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, we have certain types of equipment depending on the species of fish that we're looking at. Sometimes we use what we call electrofishing boat, where we have a generator in a boat, and we put electricity into the water, and it temporarily stuns the fish. We can dip them out, throw them into a tank. Within a couple minutes, they start swimming around the tank. We can pull them out, measure them, weigh them. Sometimes we do studies by tagging the fish, and then we release them back into the water.
So you're trying to figure out what's there and in what numbers?
Yes. We basically try to figure out how many are there. And if we need to do some management changes by changing regulations, how many fish people can catch and release, or we may have to restock a particular body of water with fish.
This idea of stocking bodies of water with fish is really interesting to me because I think people have the idea, or at least I would have had the idea, that if I go fishing somewhere, these are just the fish who happen to live there. But that's not entirely the case.
Not really, and especially when you're talking about a body of water in an urban area which is intensively fished. The fishing pressure can be so high that the people will harvest most of the fish out of that body of water, and that's when we come in. And in order to provide a service to the public, we will stock large amounts of fish into these urban lakes around the Kansas City area. And our sister city over in St. Louis also has similar programs that go on over there.
What is the lay of the land in Kansas City as far as urban fishing opportunities go?
Kansas City is really, really lucky because we have a lot of city park lakes that we stock, and we have cooperative agreements with county and city governments in order to get stockings into these lakes. We also have big river fishing. We have the Missouri River that runs right through there. I know several people have caught fish up close to and around 100 pounds out of the Missouri River locally. And then we also have a lot of large impoundments like Smithville Lake, Lake Jacomo.
What's an impoundment?
A large lake or reservoir.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, what kind of fish are people likely to catch in and around Kansas City?
One of the most popular species of fish to catch in the Kansas City area would be the channel catfish, and that's one of the main species we use in our urban fishing program. Channel catfish are easily caught. They're a good fish to be moving around early and late in the summer months so that we can use them very readily. And then another species that we use in the urban lakes in the wintertime is rainbow trout.
Do lots of people take advantage of Kansas City's fishing spots? Do they get a lot of traffic?
Very much so. When we stock, we'll do 9 stockings a year for channel catfish, and we'll stock up to 30,000 channel catfish a year in that program. Typically, after we do a stocking, within 2 weeks, most of those fish are already removed out of that body of water.
Wow. So do you stock that frequently then, about every 2 weeks?
Yeah. Early in the spring, it may be as much as every week or every other week. Like I said, we'll do 9 stockings. Typically, we'll do probably 5 to 8 of them. I mean, 5 to 6 of them in the springtime, and then we'll do additional 3 or 4 in the fall.
Well, we sent our unofficial nature correspondent, Suzanne Hogan, to Truce Lake to check out the fishing scene there on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to play the sound she collected in a second, but before we do, is there anything our listeners should know about Truce Lake and the fishing opportunities there? What makes Truce Lake stand out in your mind?
Truce Lake stands out in my mind because it is in the center of the city, and it gives the opportunity for people that are, you know, to live in the center of the city, they can walk out their door and go down to Truce Lake and go fishing And they have a lot of success there.
So you don't have to hang that gone fishing sign for too long. You could just hang it over a lunch break?
Hang it over a lunch break or in the evening when you come home from work or whatever. And that's our main goal, is to provide close-to-home fishing to everyone.
Okay, well, let's go with Suzanne Hogan to Truce Lake at 27th and Paseo.
Yeah. I've caught a few bass out of here. A friend of mine, he's the one that, you know, told me about it, so I thought I'd come over and try. To no avail. I'm not having any luck, though. No, I'm going to go back where I was at yesterday. Up there on Shoto, caught a nice little channel cat yesterday like that. Nice little catch.
Yeah, this is my spot right here. This is a hot spot right here.
We've pretty much been getting bites since we've been here all day.
And what kind of fish are these?
Catfish.
What are y'all going to do with them?
Cook them and clean them.
Clean them and cook them. We be going over there to 40 Highway, too. Man, it's a nice little spot back there. Big bass, man.
Wow.
Oh, they got the bass over there. I seen the old schools, man. They out there on boats, and they just throwing. They wasn't using worms or nothing. They were using lures. Yeah. That damn me catching big-ass fish, man.
Little ones. Biggest catch of the day.
I'll be all over the place fishing, you know. Well, there's plenty of bass and crappies and everything in here. I've been coming here since I was a kid. You know, I was raised like that, you know, fishing and hunting. So it's kind of warm now, and once it cools off, you know, in the evening, they bite better then.
Yeah. Are you going to stick around for the rest of the day?
Yeah, for a while.
What's for dinner?
Fish.
So, Bob Maddox from the Missouri Department of Conservation. We just heard in Suzanne's visit to Truce Lake that people are out there catching fish that they're eating for dinner. So with people eating the fish, swimming around in these city lakes, I can't help but wonder about the water quality. Is the water in these lakes safe for the fish, and are the fish safe for people?
The fish are definitely safe for the people. We periodically check these fish, and they're raised in a hatchery situation where we control the types of food that they eat and the quality of the food they eat. Like I said earlier, typically when we stock these ponds in an urban environment, they don't last in the water very long. In order for a fish to pick up contaminants, they have to be in that environment for a longer period of time. So I would have no problem at all personally taking fish out of those bodies of water and eating them.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Central Standard on KCUR 89.3 FM. I'm Gina Kaufman talking with Bob Maddox about fishing in the city. We'll be talking to Chuck Beaver, who's over on the Kansas side, very shortly. But Kansas City, we want to hear from you about where you're finding your big catches. 816-235-2888 with your stories and questions about fishing in the city. And Bob, you work in fisheries management for the Missouri Department of Conservation. Does your relationship with fishing start and stop there, or do you enjoy fishing yourself?
I try to fish at least once a week, sometimes more when the opportunity arises. I call myself an opportunistic fisherman. I don't just bass fish or don't just channel catfish. I fish for whatever's biting good at the time, and I got pretty good reliable sources. So.
And you can call that research, right?
Definitely. It is research.
Can you explain some of the sounds we heard in that trip to Truce Lake? There was a lot of there were all kinds of sounds, and I as a non-fisher, don't necessarily know what's going on there.
Some of it sounded like that somebody was actually catching a fish and bringing it in, and then the fish was splashing as they bring it in. And a lot of the noises were the guys being very happy about what they were catching and bringing in. So,
how long do you typically have to sit and kind of be patient before you're going to feel a tug at your line? Do you think that patience is part of the fishing game?
Very, very much so. When the fish are artificially stocked at higher numbers, the waiting period is very, very short. More in the natural environment, some days it could be very quickly, and then some days you have to wait a long time to catch something. So it's part of the game, and it's part of the fun. It's part of enjoying the outdoors and being outside. And fishing is part of that experience the Department of Conservation is looking for.
Well, let's get a little fishing 101. What are the basic tools you need before heading out on the water?
Probably the first tool is to know if you need a fishing license or not. before you can go fishing. In the state of Missouri, if you're 16 years or under 65 years of old, you need a Missouri fishing license.
But if you're younger than 16 or older than 65, you just do what you want?
You don't need a Missouri fishing license.
That's really strange.
Well, younger children have a little bit harder time learning to fish, and we want them to get out there and get that experience. And historically, we've always looked at the older generation. Once you get to 65 and you're a Missouri resident, you've paid for permits for a long, long time, and we're giving those people a break. You've graduated, and you deserve a little bit more break. And those people are on limited incomes a lot of times and stuff, and, you know, that's one less expense they have to worry about. But if you're a non-resident and over 65, you still need to buy a non-resident permit.
So in addition to possibly a permit, what do you need?
Then fishing equipment. And basically the urban lakes are restricted to rod, hook and line fishing with a rod and reel. So a basic fishing set could be as little as $15 or $20. You know, buy it at the local, you know, sporting goods store or department store. And then you'll need some terminal tackle and bait. And basically, you know, for under about $30, somebody can get started fishing.
These terms bait and tackle are fairly common terms, but let's just pretend that someone's never been fishing. What is bait and tackle?
Okay. Bait is what you would be putting on a hook in order to catch a fish. Channel catfish, a lot of people use worms or night crawlers. That's a natural bait or minnow. There's prepared baits, the stink baits. A lot of people walk around somebody that's fishing and go, ooh, that smell. Well, fish, like channel catfish, use the sense of smell more than they use eyesight to see their food to eat and to find it. So very smelly items tend to catch more fish. And then if you're bass fishing or something, you might use what you call an artificial lure, which is like a plastic worm or a crankbait. Or there's literally, if you ever go to Bass Pro or Cabela's or one of those types of stores, there's literally thousands and thousands of different items that you can use for fishing.
If you just mentioned earlier that you're an opportunistic fisher, that you'll fish for whatever's there. But are there different techniques for catching different kinds of fish?
Definitely. And the more you know about the particular species, where they live, their feeding patterns, what they like to eat, the more of a chance that you have of catching that fish. When we talk to people and they say, I'm fishing for anything, those are the people that usually aren't catching a whole lot of fish. But the people who say, I'm bass fishing, or I'm channel cat fishing, or I'm crappie fishing, those are the people that usually catch the majority of the fish. So if you know the species you're going after, know the habits and what they like, you're more apt to catch more fish.
There are certain kinds of fishing that are maybe kind of like fringe kinds of fishing, but they've gotten some traction in popular culture at various points. Like in the 90s, with A River Runs Through It, fly fishing became kind of a popular thing that people knew a lot about. And then more recently, with some documentaries about noodling is a kind of fishing that got a lot of attention. Are these kinds of fishing that people do a lot around our area?
Well, fly fishing definitely is very popular. Noodling is not legal in the state of Missouri.
Can you explain what noodling is?
Noodling is diving under the water, finding a place where particularly the major species that people go after when they're noodling is catfish. Catfish, when they are reproducing, they'll find a hole or a hollow log or someplace where they want to nest at. And noodling is the action of going down, either hooking that fish with your hand or grabbing it by your hand in the mouth and then removing it. But the problem with that is that you're removing a fish that's in its reproductive cycle. And a lot of fish species where these fish are at and where they're noodling at, those are the fish that are reproducing and they're most important to the environment because they're replacing their cells. And if you take that fish off the nest, you're removing that potential and removing that reproductive potential.
So that's illegal because of environmental reasons?
Correct. And we want to protect the fishery stock of Missouri. We can't stock every body of water with fish. And a lot of times we rely on that natural reproduction to supply the fish for the future.
But it's also kind of dangerous, right?
It can be very dangerous. There's been several people that have lost their lives while doing that activity.
Well, let's turn now to someone who can speak to the fishing question from a Kansas perspective. Chuck Beaver is with us by phone from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Hi, Chuck.
How are you doing?
Great. How about you?
Just fine.
Where do you recommend going fishing on the Kansas side, within easy driving distance of Kansas City, if not within the Kansas City, Kansas city limits?
Well, we're very similar to Missouri in that we also have agreements with city and county governments, and there's a long list of ponds, or city park ponds, that range from 1 to 10 acres to, there's larger impoundments on the Kansas side to go up to 150 acres or better.
What are a few that you'd point people toward?
A lot of opportunity. What was that?
What are a few that you'd point people toward?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's a long list, but, you know, the structures of size, like Lake Olathe, which is on the southwest corner of the greater Kansas City, you know, it's 170 acres, I believe, and it has a lot of opportunity for largemouth bass fishing, crappie, channel cat, very similar to on both sides of the line. And, of course, there's smaller, down to park ponds. You know, there's each of the lakes or each of the communities have quite a few lists of park ponds that are from 1 to 5, 10 acres. Some other of larger size, Lake Lenexa, is 30 acres, and it provides opportunity for bass, crappie, a lot of channel cat, just like the state of Missouri.
Do some of these spots have, like, regulars who hang out at them? Like, you'll see it's kind of the same people there every weekend, things like that?
Very similar. Many of these smaller impoundments are community. You know, they're short walking distance. They're community park ponds. And the people that live within walking distance, bicycle rides, short drives, those are the regulars, or you might say. But, you know, occasionally there are people that are looking for a little bit of an adventure and they wish to try their luck at another impoundment.
Bob mentioned the regulations having to do with fishing permits in Missouri. What are the regulations regarding permits in Kansas?
Very similar. If you're under 16, you do not need a fishing license. The difference in Kansas is once you've reached the age of 65, you have to buy one more fishing license. It's a lifetime license that's sold. It's the same price as an annual. But in Kansas, it's the hunting and fishing permit. Once you reach the age of 65, for $40, you can get a lifetime hunting and fishing permit. So in other words, when you reach 65, you buy one more permit, you'll be good to go. It does have once you've reached 75, you're no longer required to have a fishing license, period.
What do you know, Chuck, about the people who fish in Kansas? Do you know any sort of demographics on who's out there?
Well, we do have some demographics, and, park ponds in the summer months, there's lots of younger anglers. But once again, you know, the anglers, for the most part, are from 20 to 30 to 40. You know, that's our dominant year people that do go fishing.
And is it for a sport or people fishing to feed their families, that kind of thing?
Well, when it comes to channel cat, you know, it's one of the finer eating fishes. So I think a lot of catfish anglers are not catch and release. That doesn't mean they all don't release them, but it's dominated by people that do like to eat fish. Crappie, of course, is one of the finer eating fishes, and crappie anglers are generally interested in a high-quality table fare of crappie. Bass anglers, for the most part, a lot of those are catch and release. It's very popular to catch and release bass. And then a lot of our regulations deal with protecting the largemouth bass. So we have a statewide limit of 15 inches on largemouth bass. So a lot of the fish are catch and release when it comes to bass.
Chuck, we were talking to Bob about his own fishing, his own fishing hobby that he enjoys going fishing once a week or more. What about you? Are you a fisherman?
I still go fishing. Yeah, sure. When I was young, my parents and my brothers and sisters, we fished for bluegills a lot. You know, and I still enjoy that, fishing for the smaller fish. They're good eating, and they fight real hard, and you can catch them on a wide variety of baits, whether it's worms or fly fishing, as you mentioned earlier. Fly fishing for bluegill and small bass are quite exciting, and it's a different challenge.
What do you like about fishing? Can you sort of take me into your headspace when you go fishing? What is it that, I mean, this is something that you clearly like enough that you've made a career out of it.
That's true. What I like about fishing is getting out and being in the environment, testing your skills and catching them. I enjoy eating fish, but basically it's an outing, getting away from it, going out in nature, being in the good habitat at certain times of the day. It's quite enjoyable.
I have a friend who likes fishing, and he told me that that one of the worst things you can do if there are a lot of people out fishing, that chit-chat is sort of frowned upon, that it's a quiet sort of outdoor recreation, even if lots of people are around. Is that true?
Well, it depends on the angler.
Definitely.
It's not totally so. Yes, there are very dedicated anglers that they're very they concentrate, whereas others, it's also a social gathering and enjoy the chitter chatter, talking about the big one that got away, or what he's using for bait, or how to present the lure or the bait, and it's both. And some people are very serious about it, and they do not want to be bothered. While others, it's a social event, and enjoy being out with friends, and bragging and talking about who's the best angler or the one that got away.
So, Chuck, are there different places around the Kansas City area on the Kansas side where you'd recommend going for one or the other of these styles of fishing as far as, like, behavior and culture go?
Well, you know, Kansas City is a large urban area, very blessed with lots of fishing opportunity. And whether your quest is to catch the big catfish out of the Kansas and Missouri rivers, there's a lot of opportunity there. And we have blue cats, channel cats, and that are the primary species that are being sought on the big rivers. And the small impoundments, which are stocked heavily with channel cat, are so it's and then you get into the impoundments that have some panfish and bass fishing. That's generally the larger impoundments, but we have lots of opportunity, and it's really what your person likes to catch. And then there's also the time of the year, where let's say like crappie fishing is early. It's in May generally, when the water temp gets to approximately 60 degrees. They're in the spawning mode, and they're along the shoreline, and they're predictable of where they are, so they're easier to catch.
Well, Bob, I want to ask you this question. In Kansas City, Missouri, if you wanted to go kind of have a little more of a social scene to go fishing versus the serious, solemn communing with nature and not being disturbed, are there two different places you might recommend for those two different approaches to fishing?
Yeah, typically I do. I think the urban settings are more social. The people like to get together. And it's surprising, you know, we put the week of that the stocking truck's coming, because there's a lot of circumstances that could vary when the truck's coming. But when that truck arrives on site, it's a matter of minutes and people are on site and their cell phones are going, and the word goes out and everybody knows that that lake's been stocked. And by that evening that the stocking had taken place, the banks are usually lined with folks.
Where would you go for the silent fishing experience?
You're probably talking more of your people that want to be individuals, and most of those are usually your boat fishermen. So usually on the river or on, you know, the larger impoundments, and that's where they'd go.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's Central Standard. It's been fun going fishing with you all. Chuck Beaver of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And Bob Maddox of the Missouri Department of Conservation, thanks so much for being here. I've enjoyed your company.
Thank you.
To listen back to today's conversations about school rankings and city fishing, go to kcur.org/centralstandard. Tune in tomorrow as we wrap up our station-wide exploration of Troost, which kicked off KCUR's Beyond Our Borders project. During that conversation, we'll ask a tough question. That is, when we talk about Troost, are we talking about race? Join that conversation at 10 tomorrow morning. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. I'm Gina Kaufman, and that's it for today. Stick around for coverage of Barack Obama's talk here in Kansas City at the Uptown Theater. That's coming up next.